The Association of Caribbean Commissioners of Police, ACCP, recently concluded its 33rd annual general meeting and conference. The event, held at the Montego Bay Convention Center, saw security experts from across the region meeting to reassess crime prevention strategies, among other objectives. According to the ACCP, law enforcement teams across the region have to change their modus operandi to tackle crime in their jurisdictions as a result of globalization, technological advancements, and rising crime levels. The conference was held under the theme, "An Integrated Approach Towards Serious and Organized Crime, Implications for Regional Growth and Development." Participants also included the Ministers of National Security and Tourism, as well as members of social development agencies representing 25 member countries from across the region. Jamaica's Minister of National Security, Dr. Horace Chang, hailed the conference as timely, noting that it signaled the region's commitment to tackle crime using collaboration and shared resources.
The modern requirements for technology cannot be afforded by any one country. It's very critical that this level of cooperation takes place and a network is established to ensure we can work as one team in the Caribbean.
Discussion topics included community policing, gun violence, firearms trafficking in the Caribbean, difficulties in prosecuting gang cases, digitalized document management system, as well as the emerging technologies and their impact on law enforcement. Deputy Commissioner of Police with responsibility for crime and security in the Jamaica Constabulary Force, Selvin Hay, told conference participants that the security challenges facing the region cannot be dealt with in isolation.
The criminals move across the region, and so policing has to reach across the region and form command bonds and share information and do joint investigations so that we can be more effective.
Executive Director of the Regional Security System, Navy Captain Errington Sherland, said the underlying conditions that influence the decisions of criminals to act, such as poverty, inequality, and lack of opportunity in deprived communities, must be priority areas of focus for social development agencies.
The solutions are as follows. Social intervention programs that addresses at-risk youth.
Mr. Sherland adds that the region should support the development of public education programs to destigmatize persons that are sentenced, to aid in rehabilitation of the offenders as well as reintegration. Among the outcomes of the conference is consensus among member states that information exchange and cooperation on initiatives will enhance the ability of Caribbean states to achieve real development.
This our combined efforts that ultimately are going to make a difference in this region and in our countries. We will get this done. We will get the change we want and thereby get the development that arises from having a secure and safe environment.
Jamaica's Commissioner of Police, Major General Anthony Anderson. Going forward, the three operational areas of focus will be reducing violent crimes, increasing border security and cybersecurity, and enhancing police legitimacy. Immediate past president of the Association of Caribbean Commissioners of Police, Michael De Silva, says these areas will form part of a five-year strategic plan for the region.
The development of the plan has been facilitated by Ernst & Young, and the strategic plan will guide and drive our work to ensure that we are using all of our resources to full effect while addressing the most important areas of policing that make real differences in our communities.
The Association of Caribbean Commissioners of Police also recognized 9 police officers from the region who have gone beyond the call of duty in contributing to crime reduction, enhancing community relations through law enforcement, and improving safety and security in their jurisdictions.
It's all about tackling violence and making our neighborhoods safer. It's all about making our borders more secure. And it's about increasing our legitimacy, which means we're going to work to increase the confidence that the people of our countries have in their police officers.
Immediate past president of the Association of Caribbean Commissioners of Police, Michael De Silva. More children of law enforcement officers across the region also received support from the association's partnership with the Motorola Foundation Scholarship Fund for tertiary students in the areas of engineering, communications, marketing, finance, industrial engineering, human resource management, criminology, and forensic science. Each recipient has the option of attending a university or college in the Caribbean or institutions in countries associated with member states of the ACCP. The number of scholarships will move from 10 to 15, with the aim of enhancing the day-to-day operations of police organizations and communities in the region.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.